That's right. Four elections. That's because Albany can't agree on merging the congressional primary and the state legislature primary. There's also the presidential primary, April 19th, and the November general election. Each requires campaign financing and help from party workers. For Erie County Republican Chairman Nick Langworthy, this offers a chance to build the party.
It's fascinating. We have our presidential primary in April, which, you know, may very well be really important for the national, you know, nomination. But, you know, we also have a federal office with U.S. Senate, our normal primary, and then we get a general election. So this is a great year for party building and to harness the enthusiasm for the national election.
Langworthy says this is likely to be a less expensive year for party contributors after county races last year and restrictions on contributing to congressional races. Democratic County Chairman Jeremy Zellner says the effort has already started.
It is. We're looking forward to a lot of hard work. We're actually in the middle of it right now with the petition process for the presidential delegates. We're working hard with the organization. All of our committee members and town and zone chairs in the city are out working hard collecting signatures right now.
Republicans don't require petitions to get on the presidential primary ballot, but for many Democrats, having Hillary Rodham Clinton potentially leading the ballot in November offers opportunities in other races on the ballot. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.